Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
Tired at work? Complain about it. Are you tired? I definitely am. Tired at work, tired at home, tired in the morning, tired at noon, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night, tired on weekdays, tired at the weekend. Yeah, you know the drill. You know the drill. Well, I'm so tired that today's lesson is gonna be minimalistic. I'm just gonna tell you three nice words for being tired and three idioms for being tired. You can use them to complain to your boss, to your co-workers, or to your cat. Cats are very understanding. So, let's get started with three words to complain about being tired, yeah? Synonyms of being tired. One word, a formal word, is exhausted. Exhausted. And this is simply a formal word for being very tired. So, you can say, sorry boss, I can't do this task today, I'm exhausted. Be careful about pronunciation, we don't have in pronunciation, even though we have it in spelling. So, it's exhausted. The second word, an informal one, is knackered. Knackered. And it also means very tired. So you can say, sorry kids, do your own remote learning. I'm knackered. Knackered. And the third one is dog tired. Dog tired, it's a nice idiom slash informal word. You're tired as a dog. Your dog tired. So you can say to your cat, well, sorry cat, hunt for your own food. I'm dog tired. Okay, these were three words to talk about being tired. Let me just get down to three idioms about being tired. They are really nice. I like them a lot. The first idiom is I'm snowed under with work. I'm snowed under with work. Jestem zawalona pracą. I'm snowed under with work. You can say, sorry auntie, can't make it to dinner on Sunday. I'm snowed under with work. Snowed under with work. The second idiom is I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot on my plate. And this means to be very busy, to have a lot of tasks to do. So you can say that a divorced mom with two kids has a lot on her plate. Yeah, that's actually me. Yeah, a divorced mom with two kids and remote learning has a lot on her plate. And the last one, burning the candle at both ends. I'm burning the candle at both ends. Dosłownie spalam świeczkę z obu końców. And this one means that you have a lot of work and also other tasks and you're trying to juggle that. And as a result, you're not getting enough sleep. Yeah, so like you're too much stuff to do. The closest equivalent in Polish is zarywam noce. I'm burning the candle at both ends. So you can say, have you heard about that new project from our boss? He must be crazy. We already are burning the candle at both ends. Okay, folks, that's it for today. Complain about being tired all you want. We're all tired, so let me just die in peace. Have yourself a Merry Christmas and see you sometime. In the future. Bye!
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl